as you know, we like to cover a lot of subjects on the show. And today we're going to talk about the harvesting of seaweed. I don't know if you ever tried it. I have, and I have to quite admit that I do like it, being honest. But it's a natural resource. It's in abundance around our coastline. Having said that, licenses are being secured and sought to mechanically harvest seaweed in a number of coastline areas. We're familiar with Clew Bay here, but Bantry Bay and parts of the West Coast have very concerned residents indeed, because they have the view that as coastal dwellers, harvesting seaweed from a mechanical perspective is going to have irreparable consequences on the marine environment in particular. We're used to the scenes historically, aren't we, of, you know, the fishermen or whatever, harvesting by hand the seaweed off our coast for hundreds of years. That's all about to change. Now, on the line, I have a lady called Deirdre Fitzgerald. She is a resident in the Bantry Bay area, but is also a very concerned resident. First of all, Deirdre, a warm welcome to the show.
Good morning.
A beautiful day to be thinking about coastline.
Absolutely.
But you have other things on your mind because you're dealing with an area of the country that is blessed with seaweed in abundance. Tell me a little bit about what's happening down there.
Yeah, we're very similar to yourselves and with Clew Bay and Bantry Bay, and they're beautiful areas and special areas of conservation and special protected areas. In February this year, an Eco-Eye programme was aired, and it brought to light that the largest industrial mechanical scaled licence had been issued in Bantry Bay waters by the Department of Housing. Now, this licence enables a company called BioAtlantis from Tralee to come into Bantry Bay and harvest 1,860 acres of our bay. Now, we rely heavily on tourism here, and the way the licence was issued was it was advertised just solely in a paper on the 12th of December 2009 saying that it was a licence to occupy an area foreshore for the harvesting of specific seaweeds. Now, like yourselves, we have hand harvesters down here. We don't have a problem with that. But to come in and industrially, mechanically harvest the kelp in that volume will have a detrimental effect on the balance of the bay. There was no public consultation meetings. There was no other advertising. They say they advertise in a national paper. They can't find any record of that. And they didn't. We have a Bantry Bay Coastal Zone Charter. It's all the groups around Bantry. It was set up to safeguard the bay from items like this. They were not consulted. Nor were Cork County Council contacted, which would have opened the process for public consultation on this. Mm. So the licence was duly issued in 2014 with no public consultation or regard for the bay in Bantry. Now, the fishermen have major concerns, and do a lot of the residents here, because we have no gain in Bantry out of this. There might be the odd job, but the amount of jobs that could possibly be lost out of this is phenomenal. We have about 50 or 60 resident fishermen in the bay. And if you remove the kelp, what they call it is the rainforest of the sea. So it's a nursery for all the small fish, for the baby shrimp and the baby lobster. They all hide away from predators in there. So if you remove that canopy from the bay in that volume, what's going to be the knock-on effect to the food web of the bay?
What's a little bit unusual about it as well, I think anyway, to be honest with you, Deirdre, is the fact that one of the conditions of the foreshore licence actually issued by the Department of Housing, Planning, Community and Local Government is that, you know, it's almost a test case for mechanical seaweed harvesting, whether it's sustainable or not. But even the fact that it's the Department of Housing, Planning, Community and Local Development that are involved in this, surely it would be
it's
more appropriate.
So
it is, isn't it? It does ever strike
so
me as being
strange.
A bit bizarre.
It took us even a while, Angela, to find out what department had issued it, because you'd go to the Department of the Marine, we went to the Department of the Environment, went around all the kind of departments you would think would have, and none of them have a remit over it. It's the Department of Housing specifically.
And then sustainability. In the context of mechanical harvesting, we're talking about large volumes, a massive scale in terms of removal of the kelp. Is there anything in that licence for I suppose, the sustainability of this?
For the monitoring of it, there is indeed. So one thing that we'd have a major concern with here is normally, you know, if you wanted to dredge a part of a river in a town because it's flooding, you have to get an environmental impact assessment to see what's going to happen going down the line. That's a statutory requirement for harbours or marinas or anything. There is no EIA required for these licences. It links to the Clew Bay one, and it also links to the Big Oyster Farm that just got planning up in Donegal. There are no EIAs required. Mm. Now, there is going to be a baseline survey, and we're waiting for that to be published. We have a freedom of information in submitted for that. Now, that will show what species they are going to monitor, because they will take out 200 acres at a time. It's a 10-year license, so it's not that they're just coming into the bay to it in one fell swoop. But the only concern with that is they will be self-monitoring. I know they're linking with other departments, but you would have a major concern around that.
Yeah,
and
indeed.
The major thing is we don't want it in the bay.
I know. And I mean, the other aspect that concerns me as well is the fact that whilst we're speaking about kelp, there's a massive ecosystem linked in with that. I mean, how do they monitor what else has been removed as the kelp has been removed, I wonder?
Yeah, and like yourselves, you know, we'd have otters and chops. We have basking sharks and everything coming into feed. And that's all part of the linked food web that exists within the marine environment. Mm. But there seems to be no regard shown for that at all. Because if you take out the protective area, you take out the nursery for the baby fish and the crustaceans, what is the knock-on effect going to be? And because of the size and scale of this trial licence that's been issued, and it is the first one in Ireland of mechanical harvesting, with major concerns that enough research hasn't gone into this and that enough consultation hasn't gone into this.
On a final note, Deirdre, what can people listening do to give support to this? Because obviously we have Clew Bay to think of, we have the Western Coast.
Yeah.
If it's essentially a starting point for further licences to be issued on mechanical harvesting, I suppose we all need to be very, very aware. What would you like to see people do?
Well, if they want to check out what's going on with the Bantry one at the moment, I suppose the fact that our licence has been issued already, we're a step ahead in trying to find out how we can get this rescinded at this stage. So it would link to how it's going to impact in Clew Bay and places like that. So we do have a Facebook page. It's Bantry Bay Protect Our Native Kelp. There's been a lot of articles on the Examiner and on other radio stations. So they'll get an idea of what's going on in the background of it. Now, we have TDs working on that locally as well. And one has been outstanding, Michael Collins here. So he's personally taken on the issue heavily. And there's been a PQ sent in to Simon Coveney. There was a standard response, and he's gone back on that again. And we also have a website just being set up at the moment. It's the Bantry Bay Kelp Forest. Mm-hmm. And we also have a petition online on change.org. And if they Google Bantry Bay on that, there's up to 4,000 signatures already gone in the last couple of weeks for that. People
Fantastic.
Don't want this here. Divers have been on, fishermen. My phone is hopping with calls. Mm. And it's just trying, we'd like to Simon Coveney to engage with us, please.
Mm-hmm. You know, the very best of luck with it. And thank you for sharing the story with us here in the West.
Lovely. Thanks so much, Angela. And good luck to you up there as well.
Thank you very
Take
much.
Care.
Cheerio.
All the best. Bye-bye
you
now.
You too. Bye-bye. Deirdre Fitzgerald, their resident, but let's emphasise concerned resident of the Bantry Bay area. And as you heard, mechanical harvesting of seaweed. You mightn't think much of it at the moment, but when you look at the volumes that are going to be taken out of a kelp forest, think about your ecosystem around it. It needs to be properly safeguarded.